Just before our play, there's some information from our travel unit. For drivers heading north on the M25 in Kent, a lorry has broken down on the northbound approach to the Dartford Tunnel just prior to the Swanley Interchange at Junction 3. There is currently only one lane open, and severe congestion can be expected. And on the M1 in Northamptonshire, southbound tailbacks between junctions 16 and 17 near Northampton are currently some 5 miles long. This is an improvement, but unfortunately the A5 at the Wheaton Crossroads is suffering the consequences, with queues of also about 5 miles backing onto the A45. And now our play. We present Deborah Findlay, John Moffat, David Rintoul and Jonathan Taffler in One of Our Aircraft is Missing by Jonathan Myerson.
Damn.
So, tell me, Mr. Rosen.
Sir.
Yes, how have you been getting on your first month? It is still Mr., isn't it?
Yes. Oh, well, no. The doctorate came through last April. In fact, just as I started.
Yes, good. Well, Whitehall is rather different from the groves of academe. Regretting your move?
Oh, no, not at all, really. It's quite, Well, no, it's very...
Good. Well, my problem now is that I've just received this memo from the classification department. You don't seem to have provided all the necessary information, Mr. Rosen. They do demand rather a lot down in classification, I suppose, but do you think you could?
Oh, of course. Yes, I shall. I'm sorry about that, sir. I don't know how it happened.
Oh, don't worry. Just see to it, will you?
Of course.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my Wizard of the Vorsprung Dirk Technic. Let's see it go.
I'm already doing 37, Sarge. 39.
Come on, it's not every day you get a new car. Let's see that fifth gear in action, Constable. Be needing it soon enough if we're on the verge of that crime wave of yours. Just add a touch of the siren. Depress the clutch. Climb into fifth gear.
There we go.
And that's more like it. This is what community policing is all about.
Tell me, Jenny, is this why I gave up house and home and abandoned the delights of shoddy provincial journalism?
You do shoddy national journalism, you mean?
Yes. Oh, God, I'm bored. Is there nothing we could chase together?
Well, stop complaining. Something will happen soon enough.
Anything on writer's screen?
I'll go and have a look.
Might as well come too.
No, you sit there. The world needs that piece on inner city decay.
Couldn't we go upstairs and clean your zoom lenses together?
No, you work.
I can't go on.
Hey, Sarge, who's that over there?
Where?
Jumping that fence, coming out of Thompson's Marsh.
Oh, I see, sir. Turn off the siren. They look suspicious to me. Siren must have flushed them out. Stop the car. Reverse back off.
Sorry, Sarge. Can't seem to find reverse.
Quick. Hurry up, man.
You two! Stop, police!
Stop! You two, come back! That's no good, Sarge. He's away.
I think you're right, Constable. Next time, Geoffrey.
Yes, Sarge?
Before you drive a new car, find out where reverse is.
Yes, Sarge.
What they teach you at Hendon these days?
Oh, karate. Wheel clamping.
Yeah. Well, better get back, then.
Well, don't you want to investigate what those two are up to, Sarge?
What?
Two youths and running away from Thompson's Marsh. Refused to stop when called. We should investigate, seems to me, Sarge.
Seems to you, does it?
It's what we're taught at Hendon, Sarge.
Did they teach you to always carry a pair of wellies?
No, Sarge.
Shame. Because I'm not going anywhere near that marsh without. And right now, I'm without.
Come on, Sarge, it's high summer. Half the marsh is dried out. Dry as a bone. Come on, let's go have a look-see.
Kids. Never satisfied. Oh, no. Meg's gonna give me hell. Sheer ruddy hell.
Now, look, I'm sorry. I just can't make it this Friday. I'm well aware he will be disappointed. I know shoppers' nights are important. I've just got to work late. Look, I've only just started this job. I'm not a student anymore, Mother. You refuse to accept that I'm no longer available whenever you call. No. No, I'm not being ungrateful, Mother. I just... No, I won't. Mother, I work for the Ministry of Defence, not Cousin Izzy. Yes. Yes, I will. Look, I'll make every effort to come next Friday. I know it's important.
Excuse me, Mr. Rosen, I've got classification on the internal. Should they hold?
Yes, Kerry, get them to hold. I won't be a moment. No, Mother, I wasn't shouting at you. I am at work now. Look, I must go. I'll ring you as soon as I can. Yes, me too. Bye. Hello, Rosen here, yes? Oh, yes, I remember. Oh, I see. Well, I'm most dreadfully sorry. I don't know how it can have happened. I'll rectify it straight away. Yes, I'll phone you straight back. Oh, God, I'm really making a mess of this. Kerry, could you give me a hand?
What is it, Mr. Rosen?
Well, I just don't seem to understand how these things are meant to be laid out. They're still complaining down in classification.
Here, let me show you. It's really quite simple.
Thank you.
I can tell you're worried.
No, I'm not really.
Yes, you are. You're pulling your eyebrow. Look.
No, I'm not.
You always do that when you're worried about something, I've noticed.
Do I? Oh, God.
Well, don't say I'm the first to notice.
Well, no, it's an old habit, I suppose.
Oh, you seem to be pulling on it the whole time these days. I'm surprised you've got any hairs left there.
Yes. I don't know how well I'm fitting in here. It's very different from what I'm used to. Oxford, where I was before, you see.
Oh, don't you worry, Mr. Rosen. You're fitting in fine. All the girls think you're great.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a shame it's not you girls who decide on promotions.
You know what, Mr. Rosen? That's what I've always thought. You married?
No. No.
You sound as though you're not sure.
Well, divorced, actually, you see.
Ah, mysterious one.
Yes, well, get back to work then, shall we? Got plenty to do.
Oh, yes, plenty. Married long, were you?
Well, I'll pop down to classification myself, I think. Sort this out down there. In person.
And now you're young, free and single. You got a girlfriend?
No, look, I need that letter this afternoon, Kerry. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Come on, Sarge. Bloody hell.
What is it?
Don't rightly know. Could be a tractor.
Could be, Geoffrey. But how would it get here?
Yeah. That could be a fire engine.
Yeah, even less likely to be in the middle of the fans.
True. That could be a bit of a plane.
Geoffrey, will you get a grip?
No, look. There's the front bit. And that bit over there could be the tail plane.
Which would make the entire thing about 40 foot long. 747's come a bit longer than that, Constable.
I don't mean that sort of plane, Sarge. I mean a single-seater private job, you know? I seen him taken off from inland. Cessna thing.
You cracked it, laddo. And not so stupid after all. That looks like a Spitfire.
What?
Spitfire, Geoffrey, lad. First of the few. Leslie Howard. Never in the field of human conflict.
Lost me now, Sarge.
Yeah, never mind. That, Constable, is your fighter plane from the last war.
Oh, I see. Well, then why ain't nobody found it before if it's been here 40 years?
Yeah, good question.
It must be the heat. Sun's dried out the marsh, reduced the water level, just stuck itself out.
Dunderhead, they've been pumping down in the meadow all spring. Silt's been drained off.
Oh.
You think those boys took anything?
Who knows? Shall I wade across and have a look?
No one's going to touch it now. I'll radio back to station and have someone drive out here with the gear. You guard it.
Sarge, Ted's off sick today, remember? Ain't nobody to radio back to.
And you've got a long way, haven't you?
No, David, I don't think we should.
Jenny, it makes sense. We know we feel a great deal for each other. We have a really good laugh together and we work well together.
And I want to keep it that way. We're far too good friends to ruin it.
It wouldn't ruin it. It would make it.
I can love you without needing to sleep with you.
Jenny, you are driving me bonkers.
No, I'm sensible.
Oh? Who dragged me into bed last night?
Oh, I think that's unfair. It was mutual. Oh,
kind of you to admit that.
Given that I was drunk, a little lonely, and in need of a little company.
Yes, but it was good.
Well, I don't think one accident, one night, proves anything.
It did for me.
Yes.
We could make it work, I know.
Not without the loss of our professional relationship.
Anyone would think that was the most important thing.
Well, for me, it is. The end of conversation, David.
Well, can I ask again, a little while?
No.
Sovereignty is not negotiable, eh?
If you like.
Well, we can go on working together, like before.
That happens to be what I've been pleading for all morning. Oh, men.
Ministry of Defence.
Ah, hello. I need to speak to someone about fighter planes.
In what connection, please?
I found one.
Really? Where?
Norfolk.
Oh, yes, we have several air bases out there.
Well, I found a fighter plane from the last war.
I see. You want our model-making department, then?
No, it's full-size. It's a wreck of a Spitfire, I think. From the Second World War.
Are you sure it's a military aircraft?
Yes, positive.
Then you want our archive department. Putting you through.
All right. I spotted it across the fens, in a marsh.
Putting you through.
Not pleasant reading.
Not at all. Not at all.
Forgive me, gentlemen. Bit of a flap on about the terms of the tank contract. The Americans just won't give up. They live in constant fear of Gorbachev putting them out of business. Communism's final victory over capitalism.
If we could proceed.
Hmm? Oh, of course.
Now, do I take it we all agree this is Flight 17, Beta?
Almost certainly.
It is.
Only almost certain, James?
Hmm? Oh, yes, sorry, I do think it is, yes. I was just trying to conjure up some way it might not be. Some fact that somehow might not tally.
There isn't one, though, is there?
No. Everything tallies. Flight path, type, year of manufacture, weapons loading.
Well, I've just had a report from my man. He thinks he's found a squadron marking. Unconfirmed, but it tallies.
It tallies. I think I'll have that on my gravestone. I'll be there soon enough.
Oh, why couldn't it have gone just another quarter of a mile and into the sea?
44 years of blissfully thinking it was rotting and decomposing in the deep. 44 years, and many a retirement happily begun and ended. But we are left to dig the ministry out of the quagmire. Literally.
And we, of course, will be quietly but quite clearly blamed for it all. Retirement will come graciously early.
No, I don't think it's quite that bad. Yet. There are solutions available.
I don't see how. Yes, if the talks went on this very week, we might have stood a chance. But once this news breaks in Paris, we've had it.
Oh, God, the Paris talks. I hadn't connected.
Yes, Paris. You can forget about Glasnost if this revelation blows before an agreement is signed.
Which is why we must ensure that it doesn't.
I don't see how it can be done successfully.
Simply by observing normal procedures. I will ensure that this never goes further than this room. The squadron marking is unofficial, so the plane cannot be traced. We'll claim no pilot remains but identifiable. That should ensure there is no inquest.
There mustn't be an inquest.
Quite so. We will, as normal, leave it up to the War Graves Commission. And I have someone in mind to handle it from our end. He's new in the department, and he'll do it all according to the rules. Everything in triplicate and everything signed.
Just be careful, Tom, please.
I'll have my usual man keep a discreet eye on things.
Hanson?
The same. He'll make sure nothing goes awry. It'll all be done by the book.
And the book will keep it firmly and snugly covered over?
Quite. It's a big book. Surprisingly wide. Large print for those with poor sight.
So I sign here?
No. No, Mr. Rosen, you don't seem to understand.
Well, look, I've been meaning to tell you. It's Doctor, actually.
Sorry?
It's Dr. Rosen, not Mr. Rosen. I'm a doctor, you see.
Are you? God, that's handy. Perhaps you can help me. I've been getting these terrible shooting pains.
Sadly, not a doctor of medicine. I'm a humble doctor of philosophy.
Oh, no, I was only teasing. Anyhow, philosophy doesn't sound so humble to me, sitting around thinking great thoughts.
Well, I have yet to ever manage one of those.
Not really a very good doctor, then, are you?
Yes, well, Kerry, what am I getting wrong here?
Well, you see, when you fill in an S592, you have to initial it here and here. Otherwise, it's not valid, and I'm not allowed to read it. And I can't very well type it up for you if I'm not allowed to read it, can I?
But you have read it. I mean, you're reading it now.
I know, but I'm not allowed to, unless you've initialled these boxes on the envelope to show that I am allowed to read it.
All right, here and here. Right. There. Now, Kerry, you may read it and type it up for me.
No, you have to get the pool head to sanction me, because only certain typists are allowed to type S documents.
Well, you must know whether or not you're sanctioned.
Well, it's that Mrs. Samuelson. She doesn't like me. And she keeps taking me off the S roster. Well, I don't know whether I'm back on or not.
Why doesn't she like you?
I don't know. Nasty old yid bag. I hate her.
Oh, I see.
Cow.
Ah, Rosen, there you are. I've been looking for you everywhere. Come into my office a moment, would you?
Of course, Mr. Renshaw. Just coming. Look, Kerry, you type it up for me and then I'll clear it with Mrs. Samuelson, all right?
All right. For you, Mr. Rosen. Sorry, Dr. Rosen, for you. Even if she does bring down all her witch's curses on me.
I'll protect you, Kerry.
Entree.
Mr. Renshaw?
Yeah, Rosen, do come in. I've got something interesting for you.
Ah, good. I've been wrestling with the vagaries of S592s out there. Failing to initial the right boxes, I'm afraid.
Oh, yes, you must do that. Otherwise, unauthorized secretarial staff might have access to them. Oh, very important that, Rosen. Crucial always to do things by the book.
Yes, Mr. Renshaw.
Now, this titbit I promised you. We've found a plane.
A plane?
A wreck from the last war. A fighter. That's your subject, isn't it?
Well, in a way, yes.
What do you mean, in a way?
Well, my thesis was more on the generality of armaments from the last war rather than individual vehicles. You know, the build-up of pre-war aircraft, relative qualities, industrial espionage, that sort of thing. Not actually the individual planes themselves.
Well, now you've got your chance to get involved in that, too. This fighter plane's turned up. The locals think it's a Spitfire, but they might have got it wrong. Could be a Hurricane. I take it you can tell the difference among all this generality of yours?
Yes, sir. I know a Hurricane from a Spitfire.
Good. Wonderful thing, education, isn't it?
I think so, sir.
Well, this falls in your brief here in the department. What you do is assemble a few blokes from the War Graves Commission. I imagine I needn't point out that there will almost certainly be a body in the plane, somewhere, in some state of decay. Your job is to ensure that the wreckage, also presumably in some state of decay, is lifted as carefully as humanly possible up out of the marshland in which it currently rests, have it loaded onto the relevant vehicle, and then have it driven slowly and as though transporting antique Meissen porcelain to the boffins at the museum. They insist on checking everything before it goes on anywhere else, for sale or the scrap heap. Oh, maybe you'd like to buy it, Rosen, if they decide they don't want it. Hmm? Spot of practical research?
I doubt MOD wages stretch to the purchase of Hurricanes, sir.
Hmm. Well, maybe we'll have a raffle then. Yes, well, off you go, Rosen. And do be careful. Remember, these things can be full of bombs. Bombs are what you use to fight wars. Or is that a little too specific for you?
Thank you for the warning, sir. I'll report back to you when...
Yes?
Well, when it's all done, I suppose, sir.
Thank you.
You look as white as a sheet, Dr. Rosen.
The old man has been sharpening his sarcasm on my innocent flesh.
You've done what?
Now, look, I told him to tell the men to take the utmost care lifting them out.
The utmost care isn't going to be enough. You don't seem to realize what we're dealing with here.
I am well aware of all the risks, physical and political.
Well, it's only the physical ones that concern me. I'm a soldier. You're the politician. The worst that might happen is that you get severely embarrassed. I'm the one who's got to go down there.
Keep your voice down, for God's sake.
Stop worrying. None of these squaddies gives a damn. It's me that's got to oversee this. I've read the briefing, and if one of those canisters breaks open, then all hell, and some of purgatory too.
We can but be careful and lift the plane.
I'm going to have to take the canisters from the plane before it's moved. It's the only way to be sure.
Look, if we have a bloody great bomb disposal team down there, then the press are bound to want to know.
Don't worry. I'll do it on my own. The canisters only weigh about 40 pounds. I can handle that. I just need carte blanche from you.
As you wish. And you're sure this is the safest way?
Safest for you.
And it's just over this ridge, sir. I'm afraid we've got the press here in large quantities, sir. You can't keep them away, you know. Once you get one, there's a flood.
Well, that's what I expected. I'll handle them. It's all quite routine. Oh, I'm told.
Ah, yeah, there it is, sir. You can just see the nose bit sticking out the water.
Section. Nose section.
Yeah, right you are.
Lesser than nothing.
We've laid out duckboards so you can get over to your cockpit.
No, I won't bother with that. All I want you to do is just keep everyone away. Then we can both leave it to the experts.
Right.
They're here already. Who's that in the cockpit now? Is that one of your men?
No. Said he was from bomb disposal. Seems to know what he's doing.
Well, didn't you ask to see any identification?
He says he's army, sir.
Oh, bloody hell. You were told to let no one through without my direct say-so.
I know that, sir, but he's army. He's an officer.
No one, you hear?
You're not allowed any closer, I'm afraid, sir.
I'm from the MOD. Dr. Rosen.
Yes. Do go through, sir.
Well, don't you want to see any identification first?
Sorry, sir?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, excuse me, United Press Agency, sir. Could you tell us, does this discovery signify any further finds in the district?
Is the Ministry concerned about this find?
Sorry, I'll talk to you in a moment. I must just speak to my colleague. Forgive me. Bloody hell. Sergeant, could you possibly bring me up my Wellington boots, could you? Oh, sod it. Hey! I say! You, what the bloody hell are you doing?
You must be Rosen.
Yes, I bloody well must be. Who are you?
Handsome. Bomb disposal.
Look, I made the arrangements for the bomb disposal team. I'm expecting a Captain Lambert.
Yeah, I wouldn't know anything about that, old man. Renshaw sent me down. Check the plane out.
Well, it's the first I've heard of it. I want to see some credentials.
Excuse me. Gotta put this in the chopper.
One, I want to see some identification. Two, nothing may be removed from the plane without express permission from the Ministry. Three,
Mr.
I think...
Mr. Rosen, this is a highly unstable, quite heavy, very powerful device. And it might go off at any moment. That's why all those people are being kept back over there. I suggest you join them. No point in us both being blown to smithereens. What do you say?
I see. Yes. Well, all right, you put that somewhere safe first, and then I think we should talk.
No. Phone Renshaw, will you? Use the radio in the chopper, if you like.
Thank you, I have my own phone. Sergeant! Escort this man, will you?
Sir?
Don't let him or that thing out of your sight.
Do my best.
Keep a safe distance if I were you, Sergeant. And you might stand some chance.
Well, yes, I know, sir, but you said that... Yes, sir. Yes, well, as long as he has your approval... Fine. Yes, I'll give him every assistance. Yes, I'll see to it. Goodbye, Mr. Renshaw. Bloody hell, just as long as you tell me, just as long as I'm not always the last to know. Yes, all right, Renshaw's cleared you.
Oh, really?
What else can I help you with?
No, that's it. Nothing else in that heap likely to go off. All clear, I'm done. Toodaloo.
Why me, God? Why me? Right, deep breath, and let's get on with this.
Sir, can you tell us, sir, has the plane been identified?
No, not yet. There are no obvious markings left on the fuselage, the water having destroyed all the paint, so we'll have to do further research. It shouldn't take long.
Were any explosive materials found on the plane?
The wreck has been made totally safe now.
Has our body been found?
Yes, remains were found in the cockpit. They have been removed by a team from the War Graves Commission, as is normal, and will be identified in due course.
either independently or by means of the plane and accompanying records.
No name tags?
Not that have yet been reported to me.
But was this plane involved in the Battle of Britain?
No, the model is late war.
You think the pilot was a local lad?
Sorry, but I can't see any reason to think that he was.
Sure, no local connection?
Positive.
What will be done with the wreck? Will it be left there?
Well, no. As you can see, we've brought up a crane which will hoist the aircraft out of the mud and deposit it on that lorry thing, which will transport it to the RAF Museum to see if any of the boffins there think it's worth keeping or restoring or selling for scrap. I'm told the West Germans buy a lot of it.
Who found the wreck?
Two local policemen, I believe.
Just saw it, did they?
Well, I suppose so. We're beginning the lifting. That, if you don't mind my saying so, will make the best photo, gentlemen.
And lady.
Of course. Well, don't you want to cover this bit?
No. Anything unusual about this one?
Oh, I don't think so. These wrecks surface by different means every couple of years or so. There's a standard procedure. Usually do get sold for scrap, too. Sad, really.
This'll never rake more than a paragraph on page 8, David.
No.
A waste of time for you, then. At least the sun's shining.
Yes. I'm sorry, Guy, but that's the sum of it. There really isn't anything more to the story. Yes, I know it sounds dramatic, but it's all perfectly routine. Look, I think Jenny got some good shots, pulling it up out of the mud. Just a crane. Yes, I know you're not the photo editor. Yes, I know you don't want lousy photo stories. I didn't want it to be a lousy photo story either. No, all right, as you say, anything you say. Goodbye, Guy. Back in about 4. Guy doesn't think it's worth running, not even as a photo story.
Oh, I could have told you and him that before we set off. I did one of these, a bomber, when I was on the Times, and even they spiked it.
Even the Times?
So there's no hope for us.
Bloody wreck stories. Not what I call journalism.
Oh, we're starting that one again, aren't we?
Yes, I'm misunderstood and unrequited.
Oh, are you still angry with me?
No, just this bloody fiasco down here. God.
Excuse me. Are you here because of that plane?
Yes, you could say that.
You journalists?
Yes.
That's something you might want.
Information?
I don't want it, see? So you can have it now. Here. Well, quick, take it. I don't want no one in here seeing it.
What is it?
Got out the plane. It was in the cockpit. A chain around one of the switches. It looked valuable, but...
When did you get into the plane?
We found it. Me and Nick. And we found this in the plane. I didn't think anyone else would care. It's just an old wreck. And now all these people. So you can have it.
What is it?
Well, it looks like a St. Christopher medal. Didn't do that pilot much good, did it? Well, someone scratched their initials on the back. HVB. And a date. 23/5/37.
And this was in the cockpit, you say?
Yeah. We was just looking around. We didn't want to get into no trouble. Didn't think it'd be stealing or nothing. We thought it was a treasure trove. We just wanted a souvenir. Oh, look, you give it back to them, then Nick and me, we don't have to get into no trouble. He's already in it, and if they think we stole it on purpose...
All right, of course. We'll make sure it gets to the proper people.
Won't even say we met you.
Will you? Oh, thanks. Thanks.
That's all right. No point in you getting into trouble.
Look, better go. Pretend we never met each other. Bye.
What a kind-hearted liberal you are.
Me? Hardly.
And so that's it, sir.
All right. Thank you, James. Now, any other business? No? Good. Next meeting precisely 1 month hence, and all items for the agenda to Fiona by Wednesday fortnight. Well, I think we should congratulate ourselves on completing the meeting in less than 3 hours. Thank you, gentlemen. Oh, and lady. Forgive me, Fiona.
All right, sir.
Mr. Rosen, could we have a word?
Oh, yes, of course.
We'll just wait for the room to clear, I fancy. No. Doesn't need minuting. Thank you, Fiona.
Very good, sir.
Thank you so much for your work on that trip down to Norfolk.
I hope it was all right, sir.
Oh, yeah, absolutely first rate. I just wanted to tell you, we've now managed to identify the plane and therefore the pilot. So, it's identified. But I can't tell you. All I can tell you is a very unfortunate, a very sad story about a young man, a pilot, well regarded, who in the last year of the war, well, cracked. He deserted. Lost his head, or maybe just his nerve. He certainly lost his senses because he decided to desert. In a plane. One of our planes. And he flew off we know not where. He certainly didn't check his fuel gauge. The Hurricane hadn't been refueled. And so, well, it was always presumed he had gone down in the North Sea. We knew he couldn't have got further, and maybe that was his intention anyway. The note he left was pretty suicidal, as I'm sure you can imagine.
I see. Tragic.
Yes. So then, as now, the ministry took the most humane line. They tore up the suicide note, told the family that their son was missing in action, and left it at that. Wartime morale and all that, to be preserved at all costs. Rightly or wrongly. Anyhow, that's the story the family have. Perfectly normal, to this day. I don't think it's necessary to disabuse them now. What do you think, Rosen?
What do I think? Well, no. It is a bit of a shame the family have to find out now. It'd be a bit of a shock for them.
Yes. The question is, should we tell the family or just let sleeping dogs lie, as that plane has been lying in the mud for 40 years? We identified it more by luck than design, anyway. Bad luck at that. The remains of the pilot were certainly unidentifiable. Just a few bones, really.
I see.
So, let's get out a press release, shall we? That's your department, isn't it? Saying the wreck was absolutely unidentifiable and not of historical or scientific interest. That should solve the problem with only the whitest of lies. What do you say, Simon?
Yes, that seems the best solution, sir. Let sleeping planes lie.
Good. Thank you. I'm very glad we had this opportunity to talk. I always value your opinion.
Mr. Rosen, could I have a word?
Doctor.
Sorry?
Dr. Rosen.
Oh, sorry, Dr. Rosen. Perhaps you don't remember me. David Phelan. I covered that story down in the Fens, the plane.
Yes, I do. Is that bike yours?
Yes, that's how I get about.
Don't know how you have the nerve. Anyhow, what can I do for you, Mr. Phelan?
It's about that press release you sent out yesterday. It's just that I don't believe it.
I know, it is an amazingly ordinary story. You must be very disappointed.
No, you're getting me wrong. I don't believe it's true. I think you or your department is lying.
You stopped me in the street to accuse me of lying. How touching.
I just can't believe that a plane is completely unidentifiable.
Quite so. But do you have any idea how many planes went missing during the last war? Even if we narrowed it down to the planes of that type lost within a possible range of that map reference, it still runs into hundreds.
You don't feel you have some duty to trace it?
Speaking for myself here, not for the Ministry, off the record.
Sure, off the record.
As long as this myopic government keeps cutting down on our budget, I think there are a million better things for this department to be spending its money on. We don't have the time and the resources for that kind of merely historical exercise.
I take your point, but it isn't a question of can, it's a question of should. Must.
If you had ever worked for a government ministry, you would know that must only applies to triplicates, initialings, and unswerving obeisance to the permanent under. Morality doesn't enter the framework.
Not morality is a big word, Doctor. Look, I know that plane can be identified. It contains the remains of a man who died for his country, and his relatives surely have a right to know how he died, not just missing in action. I also think it's bloody odd that nobody is trying to make an identification, and I intend to.
Happy to let you. If you'd like access to the records, I'm sure I could arrange it. Shouldn't take you more than 8 or 9 months.
Ugh.
Hard work. If you're clever, you could probably even get a grant from the Arts Council.
Thank you. That won't be necessary. I actually have a lead that should take me straight to it.
At this point, I must remind you that to conceal evidence from the Ministry is a serious criminal offence.
A lead is a lead. Thanks for your help, Doctor. I must be going.
Ho-hum.
Look, Guy, it's a great human interest story, isn't it? Lost pilot finally found. The family told, and all through a little medallion.
Yes, I like it. But how do we explain how we got the medallion? How do you know it did come from the plane?
It must have. The boy gained nothing by giving it to us. Why should he bother to lie?
Yes, all right. Then why haven't we surrendered it to the Ministry?
Well, what I thought we could do is make a cast of it, take photos and so on, and then on the day we run the piece, return the medallion to the Ministry. They'd never bother to do anything about us, surely.
The man I spoke to there seemed happy to forget it. They're hardly going to charge us.
All right, go with it. Write it up and we'll run it, I think, if you're any good.
Thanks, Guy.
Oh, come on. I bet you had a lucky charm tucked away in your field dress whenever you went into action.
Actually, I never saw action.
Never?
No. Too young for the war.
Of course. Oh, well, what about national service?
No, office Waller, me. Sorry.
Well, take it from me. A bloke likes to have some good luck mascot. We should have known there'd be something like this turning up to ruin everything.
Yes, but how could we know someone had got into the cockpit before our chaps?
We could have asked a few more questions. We could...
Sorry. I'm late. What's the crisis?
Didn't you read the papers this morning?
Not yet.
Read this.
Mission of mercy. Bring comfort to a cruelly bereaved family. A family that still does not know for sure what happened to their son. Oh, God. A lone pilot. Plane crashed in deserted Norfolk Fens. Cannot now be identified. I presume we are talking about...
The one and the same.
But yesterday this newspaper received exclusive photographs of a medallion found in the cockpit. Do you recognize this medallion? Do you recognize the initials? Turn to page 5 for full...
Mind you, that's only one paper. Maybe the family, if they are still alive.
They are.
Well, maybe they don't take this particular rag. The odds favor us, in fact.
Oh, no. Look at this. It's August, the silly season. Every paper in the country is covering it. Colour photos, blow-ups. Even the Times is running the story.
Oh, dear.
Couldn't we get to the family first?
No. Once you involve them, even drop a hint, there'd be no stopping it. What can we tell them without conceding far, far too much?
Well, who the bloody hell gave them this medallion thing?
Presumably it was stolen from the cockpit. What can we do?
Get an injunction against the paper that started all this and demand the return of the medallion. That'll trace the source and the journalist in a single move.
Oh, there you are. It arrived in the post this morning.
What?
Yes, to stop us initiating proceedings against them. Clever. They give us it back, we have nothing left to sue for. We can't really touch them.
If we start behaving like Special Branch, every bored reporter in the country is going to start sniffing round, and then... No, I think all we can do is sit back, wait, hope, and pray.
Hello, newsroom. Yes, I see. Hold on a moment, would you, and I'll put you on to the person concerned. David, for you on 3.
Yes, hello, David Field. Yes. Yes. I see. Yes, Miss Bennett, I'm very glad to have heard from you. Very glad indeed. Yes, I'd love to come and talk to you and your mother, and then we can tell you the full story. Well, everything we know. Yes, well, let me just arrange for my photographer, and then I can ring you back to fix a time. What's your number? 031. Oh, Edinburgh. Right. Okay, ring you back in 10 minutes. Good, thank you for ringing. Goodbye.
Jenny! We've got it! We've found him!
I cannot tell you how happy this makes me. I remember the day we had that medallion inscribed with his initials when he was still at flying school.
He was the only one from his whole school to even be invited for an interview.
So, he's in Norfolk.
Oh, on the coast of Norfolk, Mrs. Bennett. He ditched in a marsh near the Fens. It was only this amazing heat wave drying out the marsh that's revealed the wreck.
Can we not come and see it?
I'm afraid it's been taken away by now. Sold for scrap, probably.
Why didn't we see anything in the papers about this?
Well, that's a long story. It's a bit complicated.
It seems an important item of news to me. Didn't your newspaper print it?
Yes, I wrote the story. Jenny took the pictures. But...
You are going to let us have the St. Christopher back, aren't you?
Well, we haven't got it. We had to return it for legal reasons, really.
Two young boys took it from the aircraft, then gave it to us. It's stolen property, I suppose.
But it's mine again now. I gave it to him for luck.
Mother? Well, I'm sure all they'll want you to do is fill in a few forms and then it'll be yours again.
Oh, I don't mind a few forms. It's only right and proper.
I'll ring the police tomorrow, Mother. We'll do it properly. Harry'd have wanted it that way.
Mrs. Bennett, did your son ever tell you what his flying work involved?
I'm glad to say he did not tell me. Walls have ears, young man. You're too young to remember the war, but nobody spoke about their war work ever.
Don't be silly, Mother. Of course he did. He flew reconnaissance and things like that. He told us.
He never told me.
Oh, you've just forgotten, Mother.
I was wondering if he kept any sort of diary, or if he ever wrote you letters about his missions or anything like that.
Aye, he did.
Would you consider it presumptuous of me to ask to read anything you've kept? You see, I can see this developing into a fascinating book.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, Diary of a Lost War Pilot, something like that. But I'd have to see if the material's there. And if you didn't want it published then, of course, I wouldn't dream of...
Oh, not at all.
Then would it be possible for me to...
Well, all we've got is a few photographs. I can let you have one of those, of course. Everything else was destroyed when we were bombed soon after he went missing.
Bombed?
Aye. We lived in Clydebank then, too. Quite hammering, you know.
Oh, we were the only house in the street that got it that night. It never rains.
They were after the shipyards. Just our house that got it.
Mm. How terrible.
Yes. It was only a couple of months after Harry was taken. We were still hoping that he might be... I think that was when we gave up hope.
They had just returned his stuff from the airfield.
All destroyed. We would have been too if we hadn't gone to stay with Helen. Now, at least, we'll have his St. Christopher.
And what was all that rubbish about writing a book? You're never going to...
No, of course not. I just think there's something odd about this. The MOD are behaving very strangely about it. I don't trust that Rosen man.
International conspiracies again.
No, I just think there's more to this than meets the eye. And maybe if they still had his diary or something...
But all that was destroyed when the house was bombed.
Uh-huh. Seems an odd coincidence, that.
Just imagine if this jet suddenly went down now. We spiraled down and down into the sea, into a marsh... Are we carrying anything that would survive 40 years and then positively identify us?
My file of facts?
No, seriously. I don't think I am.
No. Someone might take me for Mr. Levi, or even St. Michael. But no, they wouldn't find out my real name.
Incredible, isn't it? But Pilot Officer Bennett, we cracked it in one. He's good looking, isn't he?
It's just the uniform you go for.
No, I don't think so.
I could wear a uniform. If it would help.
It wouldn't.
No, I really have told you everything that I, the Department, and Her Majesty's Government knows. You have the full facts as they stand before us today. There is no more to be known. I don't know why you think there should be.
Please, Mr. Rosen, don't be sarcastic. Anything but that.
Point taken, Mr. Phelan. Well, is there anything more I can do for you?
Yes. What is going on? Oh. Right, I'll play my joker. I've found the family. Now, I tell you things.
Such as?
Well, his name is Pilot Officer Bennett. Surprised?
No. No reason to be surprised. Well done, in fact.
They told me all about their son.
You've spoken to the family?
Yes, they live in Edinburgh now. Went up there, spoke to them, took a few pictures. My paper unites those the MOD cannot reach. That's the sort of angle we have in mind.
What proof can you offer me that that medallion of yours came from the wreck?
None.
Well, exactly. You have no idea the lengths people will go to in order to try and extract compensation from this ministry. Years after the event, if need be, it's happened before. I think those Bennetts could well be having you on.
Why don't you see if the remains or the wreck tally with the details on Flight Officer Bennett?
If there was any evidence to tally it against, we would have done that long ago. Look, forgive me, Mr. Phelan, but this is my specialist subject. We can identify a plane without resorting to lucky charms.
Mrs. Bennett wants to bury her son.
It may not be her son. I wouldn't want to distress her needlessly.
It is her son. I can't prove the source of the medallion, but I know it's bona fide. I'll prove that. However long it takes me, I'm going to see that the Bennetts are treated properly.
I think that's foolish.
Well, you would, wouldn't you? Unquote.
Yes. Look, I think we should meet and talk properly about this.
Now we're beginning to make progress.
A pub, somewhere discreet. Tonight?
Ah, it's discreet we have in mind, is it?
You're late, Dr. Rosen.
Sorry. Not that late.
What'll you have?
Oh, a pils.
Fine. A pils, please. Here, have a crisp.
What flavour are they?
Smoky bacon. Oh, is that all right?
Well, if these have ever seen a pig, I'd be amazed. Thanks.
Ah, thank you. Shall we sit down, over there?
Oh, you lead.
Oh,
Well,
what have you told the family?
Nothing. I know nothing, right? I only know what you've revealed at press conferences.
I'm going to tell you something. Very, very, very off the record. Okay?
The record is turned completely off, so you can stop pulling on your eyebrow.
Thank you. Yes, we identified the plane. Yes, we therefore identified the pilot. And as soon as we had done so, we decided to let sleeping dogs lie, for the sake of the family.
What?
Pilot Officer Bennett took a plane without orders and flew off into the middle distance. He left a suicide note. In other words, he died in the act of desertion. There are those who think it might even have been defection.
Deserting in a plane?
But hence the defection theory. Who knows? He certainly wasn't under orders. He had stolen the plane. He hadn't taken his normal flying kit. He was flying towards occupied Europe.
It doesn't make any sense.
Well, then it must have been suicide, in a rather elaborate form.
And the family have never been told?
No. At the time, it seemed an unnecessary blow to morale. The man was officially missing in action, almost certainly dead. Why hurt the family more? The ministry thought it safe to presume the aircraft and body were lost at sea, and there the tale would forever lie, full fathom five. Until last week. Bad luck for all, really.
Bad luck?
Which is why I've told you all this. Obviously, confidential material. But it's possible that if you go on ferreting around for long enough, you'll end up finding out, and then you'll have to tell the man's family, not to mention the rest of the world, and then the damage would be done. So, now, off my own bat, I've told you this. And I'm sorry if I spoiled the thrill of the chase for you. I present you with the fox. A quiet suicide left alone for 40 years. I think you should leave it alone now, too.
A passionate appeal. I wasn't ready for that.
Your prerogative, eh?
Well, what's to stop me going and telling the family here and now?
Nothing, apart from your lack of evidence and your own sense of decency in which I'm trusting.
An awesome trust.
I don't want to see this information reach the family. I'll make sure they get their medallion back. And there can be a quiet little burial somewhere nice. We'll lay on a discreet bit of ceremony. Lost on active service. The end.
Sounds eminently reasonable. That is the standard wording, isn't it?
So you'll let it go?
Have to, really, don't I? Nowhere further to go. Don't want a nasty, sour end to our cockle-warming story, do I? The end.
Thank you. I can't tell you how relieved I am. And thank you for seeing me at such short notice.
Won't you finish your drink?
No, thanks. I must run. Look, I'll have another crisp, though, if I may.
I promise not to tell the rabbi.
Thanks. Bye.
It's utter nonsense. And it's untrue. Completely untrue. My son was happy. He loved his country and he was happy to fight for it.
Well, frankly, Mrs. Bennett, we couldn't agree with you more.
And he was engaged. He was going to be married.
What?
Well, we didn't want to tell you last time. You know, the girl got married. Oh, we didn't want to drag her into this now, after all these years. She was very upset at the time. They'd got engaged about 2 months before it. We'd made the wedding dress, and the whole street was saving ration books for the cake.
Oh, we're sorry to be bringing all this up again.
He loved her.
I'm sure.
Mrs. Bennett, I'm looking for evidence they might use to support the suicide claim. I take it that your son's fiancée wasn't...
No, she was not.
David.
Why wouldn't they let me bury my son?
Well, they're saying the medallion doesn't come from the wreck, so they won't admit it is your son.
But can't we prove it?
Well, sadly, there's no way we can. It's only our word against theirs.
But he always flew with it on the dashboard. I can remember him telling me. He said it was his piece of home.
We've got to find out why they're being so difficult. And this story about suicide is nonsense. We know that. It's a cover, so they don't have to tell us any more. What more is there to tell?
Kerry? Kerry!
Yes, Dr. Rosen?
Must you wear those things?
It is my lunch break, Dr. Rosen.
Yes, I suppose so. You'll end up damaging your eardrums.
Oh, I thought you said you weren't a medical doctor, Doctor.
Yes, look, no calls, please. No interruptions.
Certainly, Doc.
Thank you, Kerry. Well, I must say I would prefer not to be meeting you here.
I hope you weren't exaggerating on the phone.
We weren't.
Well, all right, let's hear you out.
Right. Why is the Ministry denying that the medallion came from the Norfolk wreck and that the officer concerned
is... I have told Mr. Phelan why.
We don't believe this suicide shit.
I see. I thought we discussed the fact that this information should go no further.
We work as a team.
We don't believe it. Our editor doesn't believe it. And when we told the Bennets, they didn't...
You've told the Bennets?
Yes, had to.
I cannot believe you two. We go to extreme lengths to protect the feelings of a family. We disguise the truth a little bit to ensure that sleeping dogs can lie. Dogs which there is no point in waking. And what do? You jump straight up and tell the mother. It's unbelievable. You journalists really are the scum you're always made out to be, aren't you?
It's all right. Mrs. Bennet doesn't believe it either.
Well, I don't know if that makes it better or worse. I told you that information in absolute confidence, specifically to prevent you from fossicking around and blundering into the information and so telling the family. It's amazing. I've had enough. It's time for you two to go.
Hear us out first, because you've got trouble coming.
You do use the most ridiculous B-movie language, don't you?
One, Pilot Officer Bennett's behaviour up to the day of his alleged and rather sudden suicide was perfectly normal. He was a happy man, nor did he have any reason to desert.
Unless he was a spy.
Do you have any evidence to that effect?
No.
So you weren't about to blow his cover. He had no reason to bolt.
Mr. Phelan, the war was palpably drawing to a close. He had to get back to his paymaster.
Then why get engaged?
Well, really, that is an obvious smokescreen. A semblance of normality.
So, one, no reason to desert. Two, no evidence that he was a spy, so no reason to bolt. Three, the bomb damage at the Bennett's home soon after.
You are suggesting Luftwaffe target bombing now?
No, not the Luftwaffe.
I'll come off it.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Four. The man I photographed removing some canisters from the wreck, going about his business knowing exactly what he was looking for at a time when the plane was allegedly unrecognizable. Who was that man? He was clearly working with your agreement.
Bomb disposal. A routine precaution.
The bomb disposal team arrived some 40 minutes later to check the plane. The first man went straight to what he eventually removed and left everything else. With your blessing.
Hardly.
Well?
Everything was done in accordance, both now and in 1945, with standard ministry practice.
So, is that it?
Yes.
Do you have anything else to add to your statement?
No. I can see I'm not getting through to you. I've told you far more than I should have. My head may now be on the block for what I told you, and you so subtly told the Bennets. Apart from that, everything was done in accordance with standard practice. I cannot say more.
You realize we're going to publish all this?
Meaning?
Present all this evidence in an article. See who bites.
See who gets bitten.
Yes. We'll see.
No, Guy, not at all. We are immensely grateful.
Well, I think it would have got us in as much trouble as you. And quality papers like ours... I might be a touch immodest. Don't want that kind of trouble.
Oh, I don't think so, really. This is all the most incredible storm in a teacup, which isn't even that big, in fact.
A storm in an espresso cup, maybe, huh?
I'm sure.
Now, look, we'll just get the notice out tonight, and then everything will be hunky-dory. What grounds would be best?
Not in public interest?
Yes, that'll do. Covers it. Easiest for me, certainly.
Fine. I'll get McInerney to see to it. Don't want it coming from my department. No point in blowing on a storm.
No point at all.
Another whiskey, Guy?
Thanks. I will. Dave, Godzilla of the Gorbals wants to see you.
Know what he wants?
No, but he just spiked two of my three.
Ah, I see he's in a good mood. If he wants to cut anything out of my piece, he'll have a fight in his hands.
So, someone phone the St. John's ambulance, quick.
If it's for him, make it the RSPCA.
Come in.
You wanted to see me.
Is it about the feature?
Yes. I refuse to cut anything out. We can prove it all.
We're not running it.
We've been working on this for days. It's all we've been doing since the plane was pulled out of the marsh.
We Jenny can't run it. Seen one of these before?
No. What is it?
A D-notice.
Shit. That's a D-notice.
Certainly is. It's loaded, cocked, and it's got your name on it.
That's brilliant.
So may I now go ahead and spike the piece?
No, you may not. Don't you see? This proves, absolutely proves, we're onto something. Or they wouldn't be so keen to kill it.
Not true, laddie. I've been in this game too long to still think that. They'll let you these for any reason. Don't like your hair cut. Don't like you sleeping with the Undersecretary's daughter.
But this is because I'm onto something. A first, even for you, Guy.
Nothing's a first for me anymore, Davy. That's how I know I'm getting old. Maybe you are onto something, but I doubt it. They just don't want to waste press office time on a load of havers like this.
Is that all you think of my piece?
Oh, not at all. It's fine journalism. A shade speculative, but sadly, it says here, by order of Her Majesty's government, the above-mentioned havers is not deemed in the public interest.
You are going to fight it, aren't you?
After much mature consideration, Scoop, I've decided no.
What?
Our relationship with the MOD is far, far too valuable to jeopardize. They leak like cowboy plumbing over there. And these days they're leaking direct on tap into this newsroom. Got it, Davy?
Oh, for God's sake, D-notices are voluntary. We're still allowed to publish. Every fact in that article is true. I've written nothing I can't verify.
They disagree. That's what a D-notice means, voluntary or not. It means take one more step and we're going to pull up the big guns. We're going to court. The D-notice is the Whitehall equivalent of, go ahead, punk, make my day. I don't want to make their day this time.
I'm afraid I had expected more support from you.
Look, I do want to support you. You might just be on to a little something here. Just a few little column inches. Maybe page two. Maybe front page. Maybe. And that's your job. And you do it well. We value you and Jenny. You're a credit to our shareholders. But there are 47 other journalists out there who all want to be able to do their job equally well. They need friendly contacts. They need the odd leak. They can't spend their entire professional lives kicking against the pricks, all right? So we all must live in harmony and keep our powder dry for the big ones and throw the little ones back. And so this time the MOD is allowed to go about its business in peace. Thank you, David. Oh, I hear this press release just came in from Brussels. Looks good. See what you can dig out.
Thank you, Guy.
How'd you get on?
He told me not to kick against the pricks. I wonder who he meant.
Yes, it's definitely Mr. Anson. Easy to spot him. A rather impolite gentleman, actually. A bit full of himself. And I don't think very popular with many members.
Joe, you're a marvel.
Joseph. Okay. Evening, Major. There we are then, sir. On your way, sir. Yes, never forget a face. It's what makes the job worthwhile. Do it proper, know your members by sight, by name and by rank.
And he's in bomb disposal, yes?
Oh, no, not him. Never quite know what he's up to. Bit of a special operator, that one. But I think he dosses down at Chelsea Barracks. Maybe Knightsbridge these days. Don't know for sure. A bit of a rover.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks.
Any time, my love. Any time.
I can't give you any comment on that, I'm afraid. Right, ladies and gentlemen, any more questions? Anything else to raise? Apart from the standard of our coffee. Good. Then, until next week, many thanks.
Dr. Rosen. Doctor.
No.
No need to be obstinate, Doctor. You've issued your D-notice. It's all perfectly safe for you now.
What?
Safe under your D-notice umbrella.
You've been issued with a D-notice?
Oh, that game again, is it?
Really, I had no idea.
Such innocence.
Were you about to publish what I told you? In confidence? Off the record?
No, I was not. I don't and never have believed that nonsense. I'm going on digging into this one.
Look, Phelan, I don't know why I'm talking to you. I put my career on the line for you and for that family, and in return I think you're treating me pretty shoddily. I want nothing more to do with you or your crummy little pointless muckraking obsession, all right?
All I want you to know is that I still intend to publish. I'll find someone who's prepared to fight the D-notice.
This is absurd. There is no issue here. The only evidence you have points to nothing. You're living off supposition.
No, this is major. There's something big here.
I will now have to inform my superiors of your intentions, you realize?
Go ahead. This is my declaration of war, and I can tell from your eyebrow that you're worried.
Not at all. In fact, I really think you're losing your judgment over this one.
Oh, no. The real fun's still to start.
That bloody journalist is still ferreting around.
I thought you'd denoticed him.
Did, but he's still trying.
But he couldn't find anything out, could he?
You can never be sure.
No. So?
I don't know.
You mean, do we do something else about him?
Is that what I mean?
And you're sure Major Hanson isn't here anymore?
No, love. Been posted to Belize, like I says. Been there months. He went, oh, February? So how many months is that?
But you are sure this is a photograph of Major Hanson?
Oh, yeah, that's the Major to the life. It's rather flattering, in fact. It's been touched up.
No, it has not. Thank you for your help, soldier.
My pleasure, madam. Good day to you.
Thank you, Corporal. Most diplomatic of you.
My pleasure, Major.
Carry on, then.
The story so far. The article is banned. The Major disappears. The family is distraught. The house is bombed. So am I.
It sounds like a fair assessment to me.
You're a lot of support.
Oh, sorry, darling, darling David. You're having such a rough time of it. Forget about me. Feel free. You go on moaning like that, and you might even be nominated for the More Sinned Against and Sinning Award for 1989.
No, I know this is big. Mrs. Thatcher's Watergate.
But you aren't Bernstein, and I'm not Woodward.
Says who?
Well, if we were, we'd know what was really going on.
That's why it's so important to publish. Flush something out. I shall find someone who will.
Easily done.
In fact, I shall go and see my chum Frank now.
Not now, idiot.
Nope, not a moment to lose. Even as we speak, he is toiling over tomorrow's issue, and I shall arrest him from his labours.
David, look, let's be honest here. You're far too pissed to make it to the other end of the street, let alone all the way over to Battersea.
You're right. I think I'm going home.
Look, much better idea. I'll drive you.
Narcissus, right out of your way. Unless you want to stay, that is.
No.
And then I shall cycle.
David, you are not fit to control any vehicle involving wheels.
Ah, I should have cycled in worse states than this. For instance, I've cycled through Nebraska, through South and North Carolinas.
Look, you can leave the bike at the paper, and then I'll drive you.
Never yet allowed a woman to drive me. Out of my way.
Please, David, be careful. You'll have an accident.
Never yet.
Look, please, David, be careful. Please, be careful.
I shall, my sweet, I shall.
Idiot.
Bye.
Oh, my God!
Entree.
Sir?
Yes, Rosen, what can I do for you?
It's about this wreck business, sir.
Wreck business?
The one I went down and handled. The one in Norfolk.
Ah, yes, yes. Wasn't there some sticky business about AWOL or something?
Yes, that one, sir. It seems...
Do sit down, please.
Thank you, sir. It seems that an article on the subject has been denoticed, sir.
An article on the wreck? Are you sure?
Yes, on the wreck.
Well, there must have been something more in the article, apart from the description of your good self organising the removal of a wreck from a fen, wouldn't you have thought?
Well, the journalist claims not.
Oh, yeah. Half our time is spent trying to talk them into publishing stories they don't want to publish, and the other half spent fielding their complaints about so-called censorship. But in this instance, it does frankly all sound rather unlikely.
I just thought you might know why there's such a veil of secrecy over all this.
Not me. Is there a veil of secrecy?
Seeing as you signed the D-notice, sir.
I can see we need to talk, Mr. Rosen.
Doctor,
you haven't been in this department long, have you? Indeed, you haven't been in the civil service long, have you?
No.
But you might be familiar with the expression, need to know, if only from the works of Monsieur Le Carré, yes?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to put this bluntly, Rosen. You have no need to know. It's as simple as that. The entire matter has now been passed over to Hinchley Heath. But your role is not to question high-level decisions, merely execute them. Maybe one day you will be the man taking those high-level decisions. And when that day comes, you will want to know you can trust your officers to execute them without questioning or jeopardizing.
I was just wondering why I was being kept in the dark about this matter, which seemed to have been delegated
to
my...
I can see you're quite close with that journalist. And I sincerely hope you won't take to leaking facts and documentation to him or any of his Fourth Estate colleagues. A civil servant's loyalties must be unswerving, absolute to the government of the day.
even though you might yourself vote for the opposition. And come tomorrow, we may indeed be their executives. And the day after, and so on. Do you understand me?
Yes.
The matter is now closed.
But I...
You may consider your involvement with it at an end. A small but unfortunate incident which has been magnified by the press for its ghoulish and sentimentalist possibilities. Finished. Thank you, Rosen.
Thank you, sir. Kerry, I'm going for a walk.
At 3 o'clock, Doctor?
Yes, at 3 o'clock!
Jenny, look, I've just heard. How is he?
He's in a coma. He's in intensive care.
He'll pull through, though.
They don't give him much of a chance. That's what they said at the hospital.
They got the guy who did it?
No, he didn't stop. He drove straight off.
God,
it was right here, outside the office. Chock-a-block with hacks, and not one of you managed to get a note of the number plate. Somebody said it might have been a Ford. Somebody else says Rover. Brilliant. No leads, nobody saw.
Shit, I'm sorry, Jen.
Yeah, thanks.
Who's covering it?
What?
Rover's covering it. Who's writing it up?
Is that all you can think about?
No.
Who's going to convert it into 3 lousy column inches? Jesus, sometimes
no,
I can't...
No, Jen, I didn't mean it like that, you know.
Jenny, phone for you on 7. You don't have to take it.
No, I'm all right. No, that's hello, Jenny Lodge.
Don't ask who's calling. I have some information for you. It's about some canisters removed from a plane. They've been sent to the government laboratory at Hinchley Heath for examination. You should have received in the post a pass that will enable you...
Well, I haven't opened my mail yet.
God. Well, do it.
Now?
Yes.
Yes, I've got it.
That will enable you to enter the establishment.
Yes, and...
Well, do what you want to do with it.
Well, hang on. I just need to ask why.
No.
What do I want to do with it?
Sorry, Jen?
Oh, nothing.
Tom, how the hell could they let it happen?
Hinchley is not my province. For security reasons, it belongs to Education and Science.
Education and Science run Hinchley Heath?
Yes, that's the cover.
Quite a can of worms we've opened up here.
I've been trying to bring it back to defence for years.
Seems to me the only relevant question is whether Ivan is involved or not.
If not Ivan, then who?
Are the Americans trying to squeeze us for anything at the moment?
Not that I know of.
It could be some kind of spectacular green peace coup, but it's really not their style to keep so quiet about it. That leaves private enterprise. But why? Who could possibly gain by it?
So it must be Ivan.
What does he gain by it?
What does the preliminary security report say?
Merely that the boffin in question started work this morning using only the canister he had been given for samples. It ran out. He went to the storage area for one of the others, and the cupboard was bare. Well, one had been removed. No sign of forced entry anywhere through the perimeter wire. No forced entry into the building. The thief or thieves did not need to force any other points. Thereafter, there are no barriers.
This storage area, how is it sealed?
Not at all. Entrance security is presumed to be watertight. There are no internal barriers.
Ergo, inside infiltration.
Indeed, one possibility.
Ivan could have had a sleeper inside there for years, for all we know.
Yes. And let's face it, the possibilities are, in fact, legion. With a crime for which the motive is so obscure, it seems to me we have little chance of finding the culprit.
Well, where are the other two canisters now? On public display?
They are absolutely secure.
Why don't we just destroy them? Come to think of it, why didn't we?
One, it is a fascinating chance for research. Two, you can't even choose a method of destruction until that research is completed.
Well, what are we going to do? Publish or be damned? That seems to be the choice.
If Ivan's got it, he's certain to publish. We must forestall him.
Not necessarily. How on earth can he prove the provenance? His word against ours. And the new Official Secrets Act will keep the media quiet. Well, the two papers will want to make a noise anyway. No, I'm not worried about Ivan.
If the bugger is opened in unsafe conditions, God knows what might happen.
No, it's still...
I'm sorry.
We can still disown it.
Are you seriously suggesting we sit back and allow it to...
The palace talks are at stake. We're on the verge of making the January Agreement binding. More important, surely, than a few hundred Milton Keynesians.
And if it was released in High Street, Kensington, Near your own home?
They'd never dare.
No, we don't know who's got this bloody thing. We don't know why they've got it. Maybe they don't even know what it is. Not daring, just sheer ignorance.
I'd say that was pretty unlikely. Someone seems to have gone very specifically for that one thing, taken it and left.
Or maybe even stayed.
Pretty unlikely. Are you prepared to take the risk? Some bonehead who thinks it'll get him high opens it up.
Oh, bloody hell.
So?
You're suggesting full announcements, warn the country and thus the world? That's the talks down the drain, and that's us down the drain in world opinion.
Well?
Why don't we trance our arms for another 24 hours, give MI5 that long to find it, and then we go public?
I insist on a vote.
Well, James?
24 hours.
So be it. I wish I had your confidence.
So Miss Lodge isn't back yet? Well, do you know where she went? No. Yes, I am the person who rang earlier. No message, thank you. Yes, I'm sure. No. Goodbye. Oh, God. She won't have gone there. I know she won't. She wouldn't be so silly. Maybe she just tore the pass up. What the hell have I done? Oh, God. Yes, coming. Hello.
Aren't you going to ask me in?
Sorry? What on earth do you want here?
Oh, forget it. You know damn well.
Yeah, you're right. Come in. Through here. Sit down.
Thank you for the pass.
Pass? What pass?
Oh, I thought we had graduated from that stage.
Yes.
Well, here it is.
What?
The canister you asked me to fetch.
Yes.
I think this is the safest place for it.
What?
Look, as soon as they find it gone, they might even have done so already, then they're going to be onto the paper fast as shit. With all David's been trying to do,
I read about David. How is he?
He's still in a coma. I rang the hospital an hour ago.
Well, how could it have happened?
I'd rather not think about that.
No. Of course not.
So, we leave the canister here.
Look, I
can't go home. There's been a transit van outside my flat since the accident. Black and far too well kept for Westbourne Grove.
Look, I think we should take it back.
Take it back? Well,
all right, give it back. I'll do it. I'll explain it was an anonymous donation left on my doorstep. I'll talk my way out of it. It's my problem. Look, I'll do that straight away, and you needn't be involved. Here, let me have it now.
No way.
Don't be so stupid.
I've already been stupid. I walked into Hinchley Heath, bright as a button. I walked into the laboratory storeroom, removed a canister and walked out again. No problem. No disguise. They're going to work it all out any moment. Then I turn into persona veri non grata.
Look, I'll smooth that over. We'll do a deal.
They won't deal on this one. They'll lock me up and throw away the key. Unless...
Unless what?
Unless we get ourselves a watertight defence. And that defence is right here inside this canister. Once we know what this is and why they're so keen to cover it up, then we've got our defence. They won't be able to touch us then.
What if it's nothing?
Well, we're in the shit.
Well, hang on, what is this we?
You signed that pass. I'm taking you with me.
Nonsense. I'll have that pass back now and destroy it, please. Let me have it, please.
Oh, no. One day pass surrendered at the gate.
You mean... Oh, God, it gets worse and worse.
We know we're on a winner here. Look, what's your first name?
Simon.
Well, Simon, we're on a winner. All we need is time.
Must you talk like some character out of Raymond Chandler?
Very good. How perceptive of you.
Look, what if they're right? That it is better to let sleeping dogs lie, that maybe more would be lost by this becoming known...
Hold it. Who's just been and done breaking and entering for you? And what the hell do you think is in this canister?
I don't know. I don't have a clue.
No, me neither.
But maybe it should be just allowed to stay there. Let them decide.
Do you really think that's ever the safest thing? For the Whitehall establishment to decide alone?
No.
Right. Good. Look, I have a distant contact who's in medical research in Manchester. I'll go and see him. See if he has the right safe conditions to have a look inside this. The canister stays here, or anywhere you choose to hide it.
Yes, I could put it...
No, don't tell me. If they do pick me up, and it's 50-50, I don't want the temptation of knowing. I'll sort out my tame chemist, and then come back or make whatever arrangements to get it to him. I think I'd better lie low, probably not come back here.
This is crazy.
Take no chances. They've got no evidence against us yet. And they're going to want that canister back more than anything, so they've got to play it our way.
You sound too confident.
It's that Raymond Chandler spirit again. I'll be back very soon.
Oh, come on. Where is she? Oh, thank God.
Good afternoon. Flat 33, Mr. Rosen, is it?
Dr. Rosen, actually.
Righto, lads, this is the right place. In you go.
Hey, what's going on? Who are you? Get out!
Calm down, Dr. Rosen. They're only doing their job.
Look, who are you?
Does it matter?
Your name, please.
Will Smith do?
Are you the police?
If you like.
Well, do you have a search warrant?
If you like.
Yes, I would like.
Fine, we'll get you one later, sir.
No, look. Hey, what are they doing? Oh, stop, for God's sake, stop!
Really, don't waste your breath, Doctor. They won't listen to you.
Stop them!
Easily done, if you tell me where it is.
Where what is?
Oh, I do hope that wasn't valuable. We both know time wasted will only devalue your flat, Doctor. We have the time. We might as well spend it looking. We like the challenge.
All right. Stop them.
Right, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Take a breather. Sit down. Do you have tea and the wherewithal?
Yes.
Make yourselves all a cup of tea, and for me, Doctor.
No.
Yes, Doctor?
I want to propose a deal. A swap.
Oh, really, Doctor? You know better than to waste our time like that.
Milk and sugar, was it, sir?
Just milk, please.
Righto.
Now, Doctor.
Look, it isn't even here. It's somewhere else. All I'm asking is to be told what the hell is going on. That's all I want in exchange.
And then you tell us where?
Yes.
Let me call someone. I do hope the phone's still connected. The lads can be so unthinking sometimes. Evening, sir.
Good evening. Right. Where is he?
Through there, sir.
Make sure we're not disturbed, will you?
Of course, sir.
Thank you. You've caused us untold trouble, Rosen.
Yes, sir.
It appears to be nearly over.
Yes, sir.
So, Dr. Rosen, I do appreciate you are acting on the best of, how shall I put it, humanitarian motives, but sadly that's not what governance is about, not by a long chalk. You almost put us in a sticky position, far worse than you might ever imagine. Which is why I've agreed to come and talk to you about this. Give you a lesson in how the obviously right thing to do, the democratic cause, might turn out to be the worst.
Yes, sir.
I take it you don't yet know what those canisters contain. Or used to contain. It's probably deteriorated into harmlessness by now.
No.
Chemical warfare. That's all. Poison. Of a particularly virulent kind, but quite subtle.
What was it doing on the plane?
Oh, well, might you ask. One of the War Cabinet's more desperate schemes early in 45. Briefly, the scheme was three canisters on a plane, enough, the boffins assured us, to poison the reservoir of a large German city, fly that plane over occupied Europe and have the pilot drop the canisters, primed to open at a certain depth, into the said reservoir. Munich, I think, was the city chosen. A single blow to crush German morale once and for all. That was the plan. Madness, but there it is.
Well, I don't see how they even hope...
A historian like yourself? Oh, you disappoint me. Imagine your armies are fighting their way across occupied Europe. You know the Reich will crumble, but how many men are you losing every day waiting for that to happen? How much unnecessary destruction until Berlin is reached? No. The idea was to bring a fast close to inevitably terminal proceedings.
But the plane ditched.
Well, yeah, God knows what happened. Maybe he even took a hand. The plane failed somehow. Certainly wasn't shot down. And we presumed when no crash was reported, it had ditched into the sea, into the North Sea forever. Gone.
Goodbye. But anyhow, the possibility of the plan going so badly wrong, maybe even backfiring, scared the chiefs off and they didn't try again. And we all went about business, safe in the knowledge of a slightly more contaminated North Sea, but only infinitesimally so, no damage done, and all record of the flight was destroyed. End of story. Until you.
But why did all this have to be kept secret? I don't see the need after all these years...
Paris? The Paris chemical security talks. We're on the verge of a binding agreement based on this country's determined stand against. We say we have never, we do not, and we will never use them. This would rather scupper our honourable position, and I fancy put an end to all chance of agreement.
God.
So, Dr. Rosen, do you really want to jeopardise all that? Is the truth with a capital T so important? The truth about an event that took place over 40 years ago? An aberration by a nation hard-pressed after 6 years of war? People do make mistakes when they're under pressure. You too are learning that now. When they've suffered 6 years of bombing and loss and pain and hardship.
I know.
But you and the Fourth Estate would have our dirty washing revealed to the world at any price. In fact, at the price of the most far-reaching agreement on the subject ever signed.
Then why lie to the Bennets?
Well, perhaps we were a little overcautious there. Paris is at its most sensitive stage. But I think we could tell the Bennets the truth now, that their son was on a highly secret mission that still has to be kept secret. But that their son died a hero. I think we might even manage a posthumous decoration.
I do feel stupid. I should have known there was a proper reason for it all.
Can I leave you to settle it with our man now?
Yes, of course.
Good. I shall return to my dinner party. You've cost me a very fine-looking salmon. Now, you'd better take a couple of weeks' leave, Simon. Come back in after that and we'll see where to go from here. All right?
Well, I'd prefer to settle it all tomorrow.
No, you have a rest. By then, it'll all be smoothed over and we can probably carry on as though.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you for being so understanding.
Not at all, Simon. Youth will have its head. 2 weeks. Smith?
Sir?
Usual procedure, please.
A Marie Celeste, you mean, sir?
Yes, thank you.
Right-ho.
Thank you.
Right, sir.
Oh, yes. Let me show you where it is.
Thank you, sir. I'll just call my lads, if that's all right.
Oh, of course. Yes, of course I'm all right.
I can't believe they didn't rough you up or anything.
No, nothing. It was all horribly civilized. Far worse. You left feeling plain stupid.
Mm, I can just imagine. Well, I've arranged for it to be analysed up here, so...
Just one thing, Jenny.
Yes?
I gave them back the canister.
Oh.
Jenny, still there?
You didn't.
I did.
Well, that's that.
No, it was all explained. It was the right thing to do. Renshaw himself came down and explained it all to me. If only you knew everything. Look, I'll tell you. I knew you wouldn't be happy.
Is that what they call civil service understatement? Being economical with the truth?
No, once I've explained, you'll see. I don't want to do it over the phone. It seems silly. When do you get back from Manchester?
Well, I might as well get the train straight back now. They'll pick me up at the station, I suppose.
No, they're not pressing charges, so you're all right. I even get to keep my job.
What?
Yeah, 2 weeks leave, then I go back. They've let us off. Accounts cleared. I'm so relieved. Look, get the first train back and then... Oh, how's David? Have you rung the hospital?
Yes. He died in the night, Simon.
God.
I did. You know, he and I were...
I know.
Thank God he didn't live to hear what you've done.
No. Hell, I am sorry, but... Look, come round and let me explain. Will you?
I suppose so.
Let's have a drink together. It's all been so crazy... The flat's in a bit of a mess, but well, maybe we'll go out. I must explain. It does make sense.
I'll see you later, then.
Good. Bye.
Goodbye.
Simon, are you here? Simon? Simon, where are you? Where is everything, Simon? Come out, Simon, wherever you are. You never told me you were moving. You've taken everything. God, I'm going crazy. Paranoia. 34, 32, what was it? 30. Rosen. Flat 33, Windermere Mansions. Simon. Simon, you must be here. Simon. Simon, what have you done? Simon, where are you? Simon? Simon! Simon!
In One of Our Aircraft is Missing by Jonathan Myerson, the part of Jenny was played by Deborah Findlay, Renshaw, John Moffat, David Rintoul, Simon, Jonathan Taffler, McKinney, Geoffrey Whitehead, Hawtrey, John Warner, Hanson, John Bull, Guy, Joe Dunlop, Sarge, Philip Sully, Constable, Ian Target, Kerry, Joanna Mackey, Smith, Peter Craze, Telephonist, Joan Walker, Corporal, Ian Michie, The Boy, Richard Pierce, Mrs. Bennett, Eva Stewart, and Miss Bennett, Irene Hanlon. The play was directed by Marilyn Imrie.